4 years ago, Brian Aish was told he couldn't protest at a Tremplo County clinic. That's after telling a reproductive health nurse bad things would happen to her or her family if she didn't quit. During arguments before the state's high court today, justices discussed a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling. It says legal actions against threats must show a person acted recklessly with intent to harass a victim. While arguing Aish's ban should be upheld, attorney Diane Welsh said states can still enforce anti-harassment laws aimed at protecting citizens.
That's why I think we need to be careful about applying countermen wholesale to harassment.
Court conservatives leaned toward lifting the ban on free speech grounds. Others discussed sending the case back to lower courts. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.